The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob. How you doing today, buddy? Love that shirt.
Pretty good. Enjoying the slightly cooler weather today while it lasts.
Oh, I'm liking that lobster shirt there, man. Oh, and look at you.
Good
orangey,
morning.
Orangey today?
Am I orange?
Well,
I thought it was more like tomato red.
No, that's tomato red.
That's almost an international orange, in
that's
my opinion.
That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that's international orange.
I wonder if they have that
name. That's a safety color. Yeah, there's an official international orange.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it means that people will notice you today.
Well, in my hue, my eyes see the hue of color, it is like a tomato red.
Okay.
All right, so there.
That's a tomato red. My cup. No, that's
not.
That's
sorry. If tomato was
that's
that
cherry.
Color, wouldn't be right
you're
to
right.
pick yet.
You're right.
Okay. No, that's cherry. That's cherry.
That's cherry. Okay.
Anyway, so you can't see this, but we're talking about our attire. Good morning, everybody. Currently 64 degrees. Our highs today will be 96 and our lows of 66. That's what we're calling for a hot day. Tomorrow sunny with 94 with tomorrow lows of 72. And Friday calls for a high of 99 with our lows of 76. And Saturday and Sunday, get ready. 106 and 100 and 106 again on Sunday. Monday will be down to 97. So just those triple digits over the weekend. Now, I haven't seen the forecast up and through the 4th. And are the fireworks happening? I'm wondering. I know they're doing Anderson. But I wonder if they're doing the Civic.
I'll look that up.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. That's my hat slapping my hands. Give them a call. 365-3793.
That's right. And the news is brought to you by the people over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor, and great customer service as usual. So good morning, everybody. We have a lot of things going on today. We're going to have a number of things happen. At 8 o'clock, the lieutenant, number two in charge of our Shasta County Jail, is going to come in and talk about the jail, but he's also bringing in the sergeant that's in charge of the bookings. Now, the guy that books them, or admissions, I guess I should say, into the jail. So every time they admit somebody, they have to turn somebody loose. So we're going to talk about the criteria because it seems like there's a lot of confusion. So we're going to have the two people in here today that's going to talk about how people are released or, what gets them in and what keeps them out. You know what I mean? There, you get six people in there. I can only put three in. Which of these three do I choose to put into jail, and which three do I just kind of like, we just, sign this piece of paper and you walk out again? I find that very interesting. When I went there probably 4 or 5 years ago, and when we had the same problems. People were coming in to jail and getting turned away from jail. And I looked at the list of, or I looked at the pile of files in front of these guys, and it's difficult. So we're going to be able to, you'll be able to ask them questions today. there's a lot of news last night at the public safety meeting. It appears that the Board of Supervisors has found, I'm getting this from one of our listeners, Russell, the Board of Supervisors has found $1.2 million for new jail personnel to watch over additional 108 beds now proposed in the existing facilities. Where did they come from? Plan goes forward to expand in the courtrooms 1 and 2 and basement, something that they've been talking about for years but didn't have the money. It's amazing how all of a sudden that money pops up. Larry Leeds is proposing more beds and a new building next to the jail building where courtroom 13 is. Proposing a one-half sales tax for the November ballot. Now, I hope that's incorporated in unincorporated areas. And it looks like the county is also talking about a second shelter for homeless. Wow, that's big stuff. That is big stuff. Now, we'll have to get them on the line and have them here as soon as we can. I know that Les is coming on in a week or so.
But how do you feel about another shelter?
Well, you know, see, another shelter is, if it depends. I don't know what, it just says another shelter, a second shelter. Now, Larry and I talked, and I can talk about it now, a week or so ago. He said some big things were coming and that he couldn't say anything right then. But, you know, he alluded to things that, you know, big changes, which is, of course, is what he's talking about here. But the idea of a second shelter, some people will not like that because you bring another shelter in, it brings in more people. Frankly, if you have a shelter and not knowing what kind of shelter it is it just something for during the day that you can, you know, push people into so you don't have them on the street? That's not a bad idea.
Is this more bread bits on the ground thrown from the park bench?
Yeah, or are you attracting more pigeons?
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. But you know what? Moving forward on the jails, finally, you know what? We put another 108 beds out with the 60 that's going. It's 160 more bad guys off the streets. We'll have to get Larry in here and talk about this as soon as we can. A lot of things else happening. Sugarloaf. If you live up in the Sugarloaf neighborhood north of in the northern Redding area, you have to boil your water now due to the fact that their well failed because of electrical problems. The well didn't fail, but the electrical problems did. So they had to pull water in from another asset. But that plant does not bring the level of safety in the water or the cleanliness of the water up where you can just drink it out of the faucet. So now they're telling everybody out in the Sugarloaf is to boil your water for 1 minute and let it cool, and then you can drink it or use it in cooking and stuff like that.
That part of the county has historically had a lot of issues with water supply and that whole Jones Valley, Sugarloaf region. Even though it's right next to the lake, the water table where you get your water from is way down.
Yeah. Okay, you know, a lot of news going on. I tell you, the big news is right in New York, where you're looking at right now. The New York Congressman, Joe Grassley, who has been a Trump opponent, a Trump attacker, he's a congressman, he's been in there for 14 terms. He's head of the Democratic Party on the Hill, you know, head of the caucus chairman. They're talking about him replacing Nancy Pelosi.
Not so fast.
Last night was upended by a socialist by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she's a member of the Socialist Democratic Party. She's one of Bernie's supporters. She was outspent 300 to 1.
Your tax dollars at work.
And she whipped him.
Yep. On the lines of all the craziness that's going on, which you were talking about, remember you were talking about the Red Hen, and I was trying to figure out what that was. Okay, the owner of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia.
This is the one that tossed Sanders out.
Who asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to leave, has resigned from a local business group. Stephanie Wilkinson stepped down Tuesday as the director of the Main Street Lexington, which works to improve the city downtown. Considering the events of the past weekend, she says, she felt it best for the continued success of Main Street Lexington, she should step aside. It seems the Trump supporters and advocates protested outside of the Red Hen asking for tolerance and civility. Lexington overwhelmed by protests after Sanders' visit to the Red Hen. On Friday night, Wilkinson asked Sanders to leave the Virginia restaurant because of her connection to President Donald Trump. Can you just imagine how, if you, okay, say this is your daughter or your sister, and they have worked really hard in their career, and they've been asked to hold a very high position in the current government. And can you imagine how that must feel, the trickle-down effect of her going into a restaurant, being asked with the shame? First of all, she was already shamed at the Press Association.
Yeah.
That would have been something that, to me, that never, ever should have ever been
tolerated.
It's a
good example of women attacking women. If women attacking conservative women, they have no rules and they have no decorum there. And you're absolutely right. But it wasn't just, you know, it was Samantha Bee. It was what's her face, Kathy Griffin, who's, you know, a nobody now. All of these people who have been attacking her. But in this case, the red hen.
So, you know, when you say she's a nobody now, you're also name calling.
Well, she is a nobody now.
Well, I'm just saying it's a
her
person.
Her career is over because of decisions that she's made.
It's a person calling a person, asking them to leave because of their political association. Now we'd be like saying, you're a Catholic. Get the hell out of my...
Well, what if this has been Obama's press secretary? Do you think that if this person had been asked to leave because you're associated with the Obama administration, do you think that ever happened? Do you think that ever happened? Oh, no, because Obama was this and this. No, Obama... You know, there was people that disagreed vehemently with President Obama's decisions on a lot of different things, but yet you didn't see this kind of weird, off-the-wall, behavior from the Republicans or conservatives. Yeah, I'm not saying that they were perfect, because obviously they were not. I saw things that I thought were absolutely disgusting, but I didn't see their people being harassed. I didn't see a congressman or congresswoman pushing people out there to say, wherever you find them, you confront them, harass them. And then she says, well, I didn't say anything about physical force. Of course not, Maxine. You weren't smart enough to figure out what your words mean. But there we are. Okay. We need a quick break.
Yeah, will you?
Quick break.
Yeah.
Quick break.
Let's take a quick break. Are we going to talk about how wonderful our sleep number is?
We are.
Okay. Because it's true. Again, going back to the gym, the thorough big work around the house, lots of trying to get rid of shrubs and lots of things. There's been a lot of manual labor here in the last 5 days, stuff at the studio, moving furniture. And it's nice to come back to your sleep number bed and know that it's really therapeutic to get a good night's sleep. And there's something about the imagery as well as psychologically knowing that you have a control for your side. So you can go anywhere from 0 to 100. And I just float around between 65 and 40, depending on how my muscles feel. Last night I set mine at 55. Before that, the day before, it was 40, but last night was 55.
Your sleep number setting.
My sleep number setting.
My sleep number setting stays pretty much at 60. And now, right now, they're having this extreme sale. I guess you could say it's the extreme sale. It's the lowest price of the season. The final closeout on Sleep Number Queen C2 mattresses with adjustable comfort on both sides. Now under $600. That's right. $599.99, but it's still under $600. What a great deal that is. You know, you're going to pay for that for a bed that's not half as good. Why not get a Sleep Number? Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Hop on in. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and I promise you, get on the bed. Let them show you why it works and how it works. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Do you love country music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked, plus Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios. KCNR 1460, 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. That's right. 64 degrees going up to 96 today. Enjoy the 90s, the high 90s, because this weekend it's going to be triple digits, up to 106. For this whole weekend and back down in the 90s again for Monday. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, when I tell you about the heat that's here and it's going to get more and more, it's because I'm going to talk to you about Alliance Heating and Air. In the business for over 25 years, works on any type of heating or cooling systems. That's right. If you need the best service, and they have been voted best in the North State, then think Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Hey, I want to go back just for a second for this congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She beat this guy, 10-term congressman. She beat him, and she beat him easily. But let's talk about what she stands for, and this is on her platform. She wants to free college for all, Medicare for all, housing for all. And gun control. You better get the gun control first, because otherwise, this is what socialism is. It's free, but somebody pays for this. And I think
somebody got to pay the freight.
Yeah, it's not free. It's not free college. It's not Medicare for all for free. It's not housing for all for free. Somebody pays for this. Who pays for this? I pay for this. Bob pays for this. Linda pays for this. Yeah, okay. Trump pays for this, and everybody, you know. But there's people in this country that do not pay taxes. They just don't. They don't pay taxes.
Slightly
a large
over half.
Number of people in this country don't pay income taxes. So where's this money come from? You got, what is the plan for things like this to happen? Would it be great that everybody had health care? Yeah, it is. But I think pretty much everybody does have health care. Either through Medi-Cal, something, you know, other programs like this. You know, is it perfect? No. But when you start talking about giving this all away on a national level, she's 28 years old. I think she's probably really a brilliant young lady.
Idealistic.
And idealistic. And you know what? You need that. By 40, she should be running on the Republican ticket as she grows up. So, anyway, I just found that when you start getting into that.
The answer, of course, always, well, we will just tax the rich people. Well, what happens when you run out of that resource?
If you remember, we had a young lady on our station for the last couple of years that she was down at the at the pregnancy counseling center down there on Athens Avenue. They are anti-abortion. They wanted people, they counsel people on keeping their babies and all this. So the state of California, in its wisdom, says, okay, these pro-life, I guess you could say this, those pro-life centers had to put in large letters and large signs up in their place of work where women and young ladies could go to get an abortion. They had to tell them, you can go here to get an abortion, even though that they were church-oriented, that they were church-backed in many cases, and that this was a pro-life place. State of California said, nope, too bad, you've got to put this in there. Well, the girl that was here, and I don't remember her name. I want to say it was, she said, I'm not going to do it. And they can fine me $500 a day. And she said, I'm not going to do that. It's against, you know what, that is against my rights of freedom of speech. Well, she's right. The Supreme Court of the United States said the state of California is wrong. What they did was, when you say that, it's called compulsory speech, and you can't do this. On the other side, some of the states have said a doctor has to counsel girls and ladies on pro-life and where to go, not to have abortions and all this. And they said, nope, they don't have to do that. So if you've got it on one side, you can't have it on the other. It's called compulsory speech. And the SCOTUS says, California, you're wrong.
Yeah.
So those signs come down.
That law would only have been even remotely equitable had Planned Parenthood and similar organizations been required to say, if you want to keep that baby,
right,
that life inside of you,
right,
that person, here's where you go.
Yep.
Okay, well, Casey Cortez is also the support of Cynthia Nixon, who is engaged in, she's the one from Sex and the City,
mm-hmm,
engaged in a primary challenge with New York's Democratic governor in this year's election. Alexandria and I are joining together to take on the Old Boys Club. It says here, of course, it's been a major upset within the Democratic Party, which has seen a schism between establishment and progressive Democrats.
It's like the Tea Party in the Republican Party.
As was demonstrated by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign in 2016, the New York Times called her a Democratic giant slayer, while the New York Post screamed, red alert.
She's a socialist. Red alert. I like that. That's cute. You know
what?
She's obviously somebody that is very appealing. She went out there, and I mean, I think this guy that she ran against found out that money wasn't going to do it, because she was probably in every neighborhood, shook every hand, and she represents the Bronx. So when you think about it, the Bronx has always had a reputation of being a tough place.
Yeah, scrappy.
Scrappy.
And
down
she
there.
Went out there with $200,000 is what she did, a home video with her family doing it that went viral. And she's raised $200,000, where this guy had $3 million.
Yeah, well, I think she came up with a total of like, $600,000 by the time it was over. But still, this other guy came in there with heavy, heavy, heavy amounts of money. So it was kind of interesting to see that happen. I kind of liked it. So,
well, it's a good story, but, you know, I just start to wonder the change of the landscape if we, okay, like, well, we know Shasta College is doing free college.
But that's a little bit different.
Yes, but I'm just saying free college for everybody, free Medicare. What is it again? Free health care, free Medicare.
Free health care, free college, free housing. Housing for all. Maybe not free, but housing for all. So,
that sounds great. But I mean, does that mean that now we're in Europe style, where like when we were visiting our friends in Croatia, and it was, how much had they taxed? 60%?
65% plus, then they had the VAT tax on other things, which is why most of the economy in those places it's called a gray economy, because people don't declare all the money they make, or, you know, because then they can't live. And their medical care systems are ones that you can get medical care if you have money. I mean, even though it says socialist and everybody gets health care, but you have to wait and wait and wait. And unless you have money, then you go to a doctor and you pay him. or her.
Hey, and let's take a break. When we come back, there's an article I'd like to talk about. What's happening in Paris? And what is a really prominent noble position that now they are under attack and are seeking police protection? We're just going to cover that quickly.
All right.
We also have a guest.
We do. Dan from Dan's Optical. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Well, you know, this is the only place I go to buy guns. That's right, to buy either pistols or rifles or shotguns. Because of John Bastiani and his and Sarah, who owned the place, started it 8 years ago, and have done just a wonderful job with it. Veterans get discounts down there. They can meet or beat big box stores. Head on down, 2539 Larkspur. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday show here on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott. 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 66 96 degrees. Our temperatures will be up to 96 today with our lows of 66. And hello, Bob Belongi's at the helm, and Carl and I are here. And Carl, what do you have? Do you have something else on the tip of your lips?
The tip of my lips, yes. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us a segment. Cornerstone Community Bank, I want you to come down and experience how they are moving local dreams forward, and you can find out how that happens at 1845 California Street, their newest branch. Expanded hours, so many different things they are offering for their customers. Again, local banking with Cornerstone Community Bank. And we're here with Dan Waldrop from Dan's Opticals and Boutique.
Yes, good morning.
Dan's Opticals and Boutique. I like that. Does that mean is there dancing going on in the back there, or, you know, like you have like hors d'oeuvres?
Well,
sparkling cider.
I won't deny the dancing, but there are no hors d'oeuvres.
No. Well, no, I really think that the reason that it's called boutique is because, you know, I mean, anybody listening to the show that knows me knows that I have recently, I have three new two pairs of sunglasses, one that would have been retro that we fixed with blue glasses. And I've learned so much in coming into your store and your right-hand gal, Denise, located out there in Shasta Lake City. Bob has been there.
I am sporting a pair of Dan's artwork here.
Yes.
And I'm on my way
out there. And it is art rather than
a
craft.
And I am on my way out there.
And we call it boutique, or you call it boutique. I would say it's a boutique because you have boutique eyewear. You cover the gamut. So when you have LaSalle, I think it's called, what's the high-end glasses that I love so much?
Oh, Versace.
Well, Versace and some other ones that are, you know, that would be along, like, you know, the boutique line.
Yeah.
So, but you're much more than that. But you are a single-standing store that you've created.
Yeah, I am an independent dispensary. An independent opticians are rare. But the advantage is kind of what you said. We don't just do bread and butter stuff. We can get anything that's available on the market, and we can be a little bit more creative in terms of what product line we can bring you. Most of the industry nowadays you see is becoming big box retailers, and the advantage you have of being a boutique is you can customize your eyewear. I was talking a little bit with Carl here off the air about his shooting glasses and what can be done to better serve him there in that sport as well as
that. And that's important because we have a lot of people that shoot, and you know, a lot of concealed carry holders, weapons holders, firearms holders, but also a lot of people like to shoot. And it's sunny and bright out here. And the other thing, too, is that because the angles that you're shooting a lot of times, if you know, as you get a little bit older, those eyes may be aging a little bit. And Dan can work with you, so you've got the ability to have that front sight very clear when you're shooting. Plus, it protects your eyes, too, it protects your eyes from any hazards, but also the sun and reflection that way.
Yeah, there's a number of combination or factors that can be involved with any type of recreational activity with eyewear. But the point is my responsibility is just to simply to interpret that prescription and go over all the various different options you have based on what your needs are. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of shooters come in, and they even bring their piece in, you know, and we close down the shop and we do after hours if we have to. And we kind of do a custom consult on
bring
how,
your piece in.
Fabulous.
I did not realize that. Yeah. Because,
okay.
Well,
here's why.
When you reach out and you're looking down that front sight, different length barrels and things like this. Is it for a rifle? Is it for a pistol? For me, it's all pistol. And so it's a that's interesting. So that you actually I did not know that part where you actually bring in the firearm too.
Yeah,
because that may have something to do with focal length.
Because it's privately owned, he can do that, right?
Well, yeah, and there's some enthusiasts out there that really want to break down what exactly their needs are, and that's important for me because if I can understand whether they're looking at the target or looking at the sight or whether or not they hold their head in a certain position or what posterior they have going on, I can kind of interpret what lens design, if possible, based on their prescription, can best serve their needs. And that's kind of what I'm all about, and whether it be working in your kitchen or your garage or shooting target or whatever.
Right. If you're working behind a desk all day.
Well, let's talk about the lake, because to me, I just think that the glare of the lake, and you were talking about the health of your eyes. Many times we don't think about, you know, back in the day of sunbathing for hours on the ocean, at the beach or next to the pool in Vegas or wherever we went. Do we ever really think about protecting our eyeballs?
Oh, sure.
And now it's like now we're if you're at Whiskey Town or if you're at the lake, and then how if you ski and you must have glasses because your eyesight isn't there, how do you work with those situations?
Well, again, everybody's individual needs are different. But, of course, sun protection, which we're primarily referring to, is the UVA, UVB light rays that can cause damage to the eye over long-term exposure. And so, you know, we think of a child every time they go out by the pool, we put sunblock on them because we want to prevent sunburns and any type of long-term damage from the sun. Well, the same with your eyes. You want to protect yourself from the damaging light rays. So putting somebody in a performance pair of sunglasses, whether it be prescription or not, is very important to the protecting the long-term health of someone's eye. So you start with that principle. And then, of course, again, when it comes to head movement or any type of recreation, different powers create different disadvantages or symptoms, so you kind of want to just combat that based on each and everybody's individual needs, you know. And
I just had an aha moment for you, because I know you're talking about, you know, in the mood of, you know, knowing that there's so many opportunities and expanding in ways and just trying to get ideas, is that it would be cool maybe to have like a sports section, a sports hour, a sports day, that you maybe and even go to the schools and talk about how important eye protection is. And because when you're a kid and you're playing ball, you know you got a kid that plays ball. Mm-hmm. Was that ever discussed with the coaches or the team at all, how that your eyes, like, should be covered with sunglasses? I mean, do baseball players wear sunglasses?
Oh, yeah, sure, for multiple reasons. One, not only to protect them from the pitch, but, of course, if they have a prescription, you want to make sure that they – keep their eye on the ball, so to speak, as best they can. And, you know, of course, they're out there playing in the sun, so they do have some exposure to not only the damaging light rays, but there's some glare that can be accompanied, whether it be a nighttime game or whatnot. So, again, everybody has individual needs, but my responsibility is to interpret those needs and basically to understand what the patient's trying to do and apply what I know as an expert on lens material design to what their individual needs are, and then we come up with a solution. So,
well, you've been doing this a long time, Dan.
Yeah.
And you used to be the guy for everybody to come to, and then one day you said, you know what, I can do this.
You know, the industry's evolved. It's getting such to where it's a one-stop shop, but there are bellywicks, and there is an art to fitting people, and I equivocate buying glasses today like going to Home Depot to buy a drill, but no one knows anything about drills, you know. So you get that situation with glasses where, hey, I got this problem. What do I need? And
I've got this huge drill, but I didn't need that. I didn't need $800 worth of drill today. Right. Yeah.
And I enjoy what I do. So
yeah, you do.
So before we take this break, what's floating your boat? Like, what's new in your world that's like I'm really excited about professionally, of course?
Oh, well. That's no fun. I just came back from my first Giants game this week.
Let's talk about that.
Were they wearing glasses?
Some of them were, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I'm a previous past exalted ruler of the Elks Lodge, so there was a lot of excitement in this trip because we got to stay at the largest Elks Lodge, and one of the oldest Elks Lodge in California. It was in Union Square in San Francisco.
It's a hotel?
Yeah, it's they took a lodge and then they sold it to the Kensington Park Hotel in about 1906. But there's still three or four stories in this 12-story building that are their Elks Lodge owned. And it's interesting is it has a spiral staircase that goes all the way up to the top of the building, and you can go all the way up to the top of the 12th floor and look down the spiral staircase all the way into the lobby. And it was a really surreal scene, and it was actually a shot that they had in that one Twilight Zone movie. You know, it felt like you were in the Twilight Zone looking down. So it was pretty cool.
Wow. So.
Yeah. And of course, Little announced to me that I planned this baseball weekend at the same time they were having the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade. So that was an interesting.
I bet you it was.
Well, you know, I brought my kids. So, you know, you're trying to explain.
Don't look there.
You're having a cultural moment.
You know, in the Gay Pride Parade, I mean, there's some really.
Yeah.
What's the word I can find? The creative costumes.
They're out there.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Sure, were there naked people? A lot of naked?
Well, they're a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they had an eccentric, exuberant spirit.
How old's your kid?
Wait.
How old's your kid?
Wait. You didn't hear that.
Exactly.
Eccentric, exuberant.
Exuberant, eccentric spirit in which they.
Which they paraded.
Which they were very proud of, yes.
And how old's your kid?
Well, we took several kids, ranging from 10 years old to 16. So it was,
You know what? They get it. They understand it.
Yeah. You know, there has been people, you were there when they had the 50 or 60 naked bicyclists go by.
No, I've been involved, actually performed and have, not walked in, but I've been like in certain gay parades and, in the South, which maybe can beat San Francisco.
Sure. Well, the game was exciting, I have to tell you. You know, the first batter of the game hit a home run. And I said, that's going to set the tone for the whole game. But it didn't really turn out to be much of a game until it got to be the bottom of the eighth inning. And then the Giants came back and tied up the Padres. And then, of course, it went into extra innings. And then it wasn't until the bottom of the 11th inning that the Giants finally won it. But it was an exciting game. My kid asked me, he goes, "Dad, should they wear prescription eyewear when they're doing this?" And I said, "Well, you know, of course they probably should, because if they have a vision problem, it'll help. But I noticed a lot of players were wearing eyewear when they were batting, so it kind of inspired me this morning to do a quick little study on how baseball players track a baseball."
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back from the break. We're on a break.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's where we go to buy our jewelry, is right there. It's a great place, honest people. We'll be right back with Dan from Dan's Opticals and Boutique.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of June. We've run out of June here pretty soon. 68 degrees going up to 96 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. You know, you want to keep your loved ones where they're the happiest in home. Talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And we're here with Dan Waltrip from Dan's Optical Shop and Boutique in the city of Shasta Lake. And your way out there, or you're over there at one of the mini stores that sells happiness, be really happy and stop in at Dan's place. Linda goes there, Bob goes there, I'm going there. He can help shooters. I mean, he can actually, to the point of bringing in your own firearm. And so he can see exactly what the parameters are so he can balance this.
Well, before we took a break, you did talk about that you had gone to the Giants game and you were looking at, your son asked you about protective eyewear. My question is, you were saying before the break that you studied this whole thing with the the distance and how you can help with that. So,
well, I did a quick study on my drive here this morning because I was just curious.
You can.
Because one of the most widely known axioms in all of professional baseball is keep your eye on the ball, and those pitches are coming at you in 90 to 100 miles an hour. And I'm like, wow, do they really keep their eye on the ball, And so I just had to research that, And there's been a couple studies that were out there that most collegiate baseball players can keep their eye on the baseball, actually follow it till it gets about 9 feet from them, okay? And then, of course, professional baseball players can keep their eye on the ball till it gets to about 5.5 feet away, which is essentially gives them about a half a second to react to where they think the trajectory of the ball is going.
Mm.
So I just thought that was interesting, that they don't necessarily keep their eye and their head movement on the ball all the way toward hitting the bat, but okay, they can do it to a point where it reaches them within about a half a second, so about 5.5 feet away. And, of course, the average novice like you or I or Carl, wherever he went, that takes about
8 o'clock guests are coming. There may be some double booking here. We're not sure.
Have them get me a cup of coffee. they basically were guessing from the get-go. But, yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. So,
let's talk about the glare from the inside of what happens when you're on the water and that reflective thing you were telling me about the cone, about whatever what's behind you, the sun reflecting back into your eyeballs that we're not taught that.
Okay. So when we're talking about glare, there's essentially two different types of glare. There's glare reflecting off a flat object like a hood or a windshield or even water, the surface of the water. And that glare is coming at you. It's coming at you like rolling hills or like a snake. Okay. It's coming in a different direction. And that's essentially what you think of glare. But then there's residual reflection, and residual reflection is what you get off your own lens. And if you think about it, if you're sitting in your living room and you're looking out your window and you can see your front lawn, that's great. But as soon as it starts getting dark and it gets nighttime, well, you can't see your front lawn through your window anymore. All you do is see the lamp sitting on the, you know, the
reflection
couch.
Of the lamp. Yes.
Right. So the darker your lens gets in a sunglass, the more light you get reflecting off the back.
Ooh.
Okay. Same with driving at night. The darker it gets outside your prescription eyewear, the more residual light you're going to have sneak in and reflect off the material itself. Now, of course, different materials have different, what they call index of refractions or density. And the lighter, thinner lenses that people buy actually are more thinner, which means they're more dense. And when they're more dense, light doesn't travel through it as well. And then you end up getting more reflection back at you off that lens.
Hmm.
So what do you do? What can you do if that's an issue? If you notice it to be an issue, well, there are certain anti-reflective coatings that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then also naturally, some or most performance sunglasses tend to wrap a little bit.
Right.
Okay. And, of course, the purpose of the wrap is just that. It's to try and avoid light sneaking around the backside mm-hmm. of the lens that reflects back at you. Well, of course, when you enter into the prescription world, prescriptions are about curvatures, and there are certain prescriptions that don't function well when you change the curve. So you have to do a flatter lens, and then, of course, you're getting light sneaking in behind. So that's when you start talking about these anti-reflective coatings that help reduce the residual reflection one gets off the back.
So that would be good for, that you would say for eye health, especially if you garden. Let's just think about that you're up gardening, all the things that you would do outside.
Okay, so when you're talking about health, then again, you're talking about not only glare that's reflecting off the back, but UV light rays will reflect back off that surface and back into your eye.
Wow.
So again, UVA, UVB damaging ultraviolet light is the what causes a lot of medical malfactors as we age, you know, from cataracts to pteridiums, you know. So you just want to essentially protect your eye, keep it healthy, keep it young.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just got to talk to your eye care professional. That is good, like I am, at articulating all your various different options
right.
and putting you in the right lens material design that's best for you.
I have a question for you that I've wondered. Nighttime driving. I, for instance, I'm not sure people listening right now, do you have an issue at nighttime driving? I don't like nighttime driving because I feel like the road does tricks on me, but is that because of my eyesight?
Mm-hmm.
And are there glasses that would be nighttime driving glasses?
Well, yes. Well, again, every individual has different dependencies based on what their prescription may be or other medical malfactors within their optic system. but it is true that certain prescriptions cause more issues than other at nighttime. And then, of course, you factor in those conditions with nighttime, those prescriptions with nighttime conditions, and there are certain colors and lens applications that you can apply to a prescription eyewear that help make you see better mm-hmm. at night. So it just depends on the individual.
Well, we love you. We love somebody who's got a lot of artistic passion, loves their work, makes it fun, brings in knowledge. We always learn something when you come on the air. We always want to encourage everybody to go out and have the Dan's Optical Experience, make an appointment, go see Denise. You know, have a cup of coffee, sit on the couch, check out all the glasses that they have, and really learn something about, it's not just picking out a pair of glasses and running out of the door. I mean, you really are going to learn about your eyesight. And I think we take things for granted. It's just human nature. Our fingers, our feet, there's health in all of the organs that we possess in our lives. And as we age or certain things, there's young kids. I mean, okay, so we have a minute left. Just give me your highlight of the month, because we're gonna have you come on again. of the month.
Let me focus on the businessman. Okay, so the Dan's Optical Experience is slightly different than going to a commercial optical, or even maybe even going to your private doctor, because essentially I am not just an optician, I am your optician. So my responsibility is to interpret all your needs and explain to you all the various different options that are available in a prescription eyewear that specifically relates directly to you and your needs. It's not like going to Home Depot to buy something and no one knows what they're selling. So I can give you all your needs, break it down, and I can do it and give it to you a little bit faster because we do our work in-house, and I can sell it to you less because I don't have to pay somebody else to make it.
Fantastic. Dan from dansoptical.net. Check out his fabulous website. You're going to learn so much. And you can contact him. It goes right to his cell phone. Ask a question, dansoptical.net. Thanks, Dan. We'll be right back after these messages here. KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta.
Applauding a newly released Supreme Court ruling on labor fees as a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. The nation's highest court ruling 5-4 that government workers can't be forced to pay so-called fair share fees to unions representing them in collective bargaining.
The court overturning four decades of law that allowed government unions in 22 states to require those payments. They were prohibited from using that money for political purposes, but an Illinois child support specialist who is not a union member objected to the automatic payroll deductions. Mark Janis claimed they violated his free speech rights. The ruling could have a major effect on revenues for government unions.
Correspondent Wally Hine. A Kremlin aide says there's now an agreement on holding a Putin-Trump summit with the date and the venue to be named. National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Moscow now for a meeting with the Russian president. Attorney General Jeff Sessions declaring this the Trump era. So exactly what does that mean?
We are enforcing our laws again. We know whose side we are on. So does this group. And we're on the side of the police. And we're on the side of the public safety of the American people. A radical, extremist, open borders crowd should declare whose side they are on.
Sessions addressing the Conservative Criminal Justice Legal Foundation. FBI agent Peter Strzok is on Capitol Hill today testifying before House lawmakers in a closed-door session. Strzok is at the center of the controversy over the FBI's handling of the Clinton email and the Russia investigations. A white police officer has been charged with criminal homicide in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teen who fled a traffic stop in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, about a week ago. Wall Street, the Dow's up 240 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The European Council says the EU must brace itself for more challenging policies from President Trump.
Council President Donald Tusk says the bloc must prepare for further difficulties resulting from President Donald Trump's policies as a trade war looms between Washington and Brussels. In a letter to EU leaders, Tusk goes as far as saying transatlantic relations are under immense pressure due to the president's approach. Tusk, who's chairing a two-day summit of EU leaders in Brussels, says that, unfortunately, the divisions go beyond trade. It is believed that, while hoping for the best, leaders must be ready to prepare for worst-case scenarios. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the country's judiciary to take measures to secure the people's businesses and lives. This comes amid economic demonstrations that have in recent days been roiling the capital of Tehran. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The defense for a high-profile Mexican drug figure seeking a change of venue for his upcoming U.S. trial.
Joaquin Guzman's defense doesn't want to move his trial far, just from Brooklyn to Manhattan, where he's being held. Defense lawyer William Purpura says just moving El Chapo a few miles for his court appearances is quite a production.
We have the close of Brooklyn Bridge, and there's such an inference of that the man is guilty or the man is dangerous.
The defense is also asking for a psychiatric evaluation to adjust Guzman's medication. Attorneys say he's under such psychological stress from solitary confinement that many days he's too doped up to participate in his defense. Warren Levinson, New York.
Defense Secretary Mattis is in Beijing for talks with his Chinese counterpart. North Korea is expected to top the agenda for those discussions, although so far there's been no specific mention of what subjects might be on the agenda for that meeting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studios of KCNR 1460. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded humidor. Same great customer service. Super place. Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody, and so excited here on this Wednesday morning, 8:05 in the morning. And let's do a quick update of our temperature. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day with our temperatures around 96, mostly clear skies tonight with our lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a sunny, hot day with our highs of 94, mostly clear with around 72. And Friday calls for a hot day with our temperatures around 99, evening calls for 76. Saturday, now get ready for this. Saturday will be 106, with the evening around 78. And Sunday calls for 106. So isn't that funny? We jump up into these triple-digit degrees over the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So happy for our sponsors, many that have been with us since day one, and
yeah.
Independent local business owners, many of them veteran-owned businesses, and we love our sponsors.
We do. They've been with us, like you said.
You can't do what we do without them.
For 9 years. Hey, you know, one of the things that's been in the news, and, you know, we're one of the ones that keep it here in the news, but it's on the it affects everybody in our county. And you know, the battles have been going on and raging about this, and the, you know, anger, it goes to anger, then it goes into, oh, gosh, what can we do? And then it goes back to anger again. And, of course, what we're talking about is public safety and criminals on the street. And we've talked to the chief of police. We've talked to the sheriff. We talked to the district attorney. Every month we talk about this. And it all comes kind of boils down to one thing. Is being able to keep people in jail. Now, it's not up to the law enforcement officers that pick them up. The city does not. You know, the city doesn't run the jail. The county runs the jail. And as we heard at the top of the show, there were some things said last night in the meeting, public safety meeting, that show some hope down there. But you know, I think it's really important is people need to understand what happens at the jail. So we're here with Dale Marler and Joe Danis from the jail. And Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Lieutenant.
I'm the lieutenant.
Lieutenant of the jail. And Sergeant Joe Danis. And Joe's here because Joe is the guy that heads up the booking. Is that, would you call it booking or what do you call it?
Well, I'm the administrative sergeant, so I'm in charge of the classification unit.
And the classification unit is the one that says you stay. Or you go?
Well, they work hand-in-hand with the on-duty watch commander for that day and help make the decisions.
Okay, yeah. But let's start. Dale, let's start with you. Tell us how you got into this. I mean, working in – I've gone through the jail before. I can say that this is not an easy job.
It's not an easy job.
How long have you been there?
I've been there almost 16 years.
16 years.
Wow. Wow.
Do you? I've also been to San Quentin, and when you ask, you know, ask a guard there, or the people on the, not the guards, but I guess you call the officers that work there, they say their sentence. Yeah, my sentence is up in 5 years. That's the way they put it. You guys probably don't do that, but they're talking about when they retire. So what got you into this?
You know what? I really don't have an answer for that. I always wanted to go into law enforcement as a child, but never really did until later in life. Got the opportunity, saw it, and got hired on with the sheriff's office and haven't looked back since.
Now, when we talk about the officers at the in the jail, it's a lot different life than the officers that are out on the road.
Right, because we live with those inmates. We're there. Half of our life is spent inside that jail. We work 7 days out of a 14-day period. Well, those are 12-hour days, so that's
right.
You know, well, it's not half, but it's 25% of your life.
25% of your life.
But it's more of your waking hours than it is of your sleeping hours. So.
You know, one of the things that was pointed out to me, and which I found really, really interesting, was a lot of times a prisoner will only see the officer that arrests them one time.
Right, and they only see him for, you know, maybe an hour while they're getting arrested. Maybe they see him in court, just a flash of that. But
yeah,
we see them every day.
Every day. So they get to, is the word, gets to know you all?
Sure.
Is that the right word?
They know the way we walk, the way we talk, the sound of our voice, what we look like when we're walking away from them. They know everything about it because they have lots of time to study us. We have a lot of them to look at. They have a few of us to look at. So
they also notice what kind of car you drive?
Sure. They can look out the windows and see the parking lots that we drive to work.
Which way you leave?
Sure.
See, this is something I want people to understand, is this is something that all they do is they look at the officers inside the jail. And then you get to see these guys when they've been released also.
Sure. I've come in contact on the outside many times.
So you'd be in a restaurant perhaps, let's say, and there's a guy that's been locked up and, you know, you've been on the outside. Now you guys are both on the inside of a building. Have you ever been confronted?
I have. Downtown Reading, I was getting some ice cream downtown, and a former inmate approached me, started a confrontation, pushed him to shove. He ended up getting 2 years out of that situation for assaulting.
Have you ever had somebody come and say to you, you know, hey, boss or whatever, and, you know, thanks?
More so than the horrible situation.
Okay, so then, do you feel that while the inmates are in there, are they trying to correct them? You know, percentage wise, what you see, how many are trying to like, okay, I've got to fix my life.
Many of them, once they sober up, they want to be good people. Everybody wants to be a good person. I would say deep down. There are certain people that are just 100%.
Yeah, they're just
never
evil.
Going to reform.
They're just evil. They were born that way.
But overall, it's more good than bad.
That makes me feel good.
Well, that's a good question, because part of the big thing now is bringing people back into society, and having them in jail, believe it or not, for some people, actually affords them that opportunity. Can you talk a little bit about that, Lieutenant?
If you can get them sobered up, a lot of times they want to get help or they want to go into a program. And those programs work to varying degrees. Keeping them in jail for a little while is probably a good thing for a lot of them.
When we don't have that ability, then there's no reason for them to take that next step in many cases.
I would say that's correct.
The other part, too, is that I found very, I guess I could say interesting, is that when you're walking down the street with your family, and I've talked to one of the officers that says they're walking down the street with their family and they've got an inmate coming the other way that's been released after been in jail for a year or two. They've got some kind of code that the wife and kids kind of like walk to a different, you know, in a different way, so they can't really associate them together.
That's true. My wife knows when to take my child and go.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. She gets it. She's got an energy or look in your eye. She just knows. Okay, well, that's good.
Here's the difference. These are the men and women that work in the jail with some of our worst here. that they may be in there for 3 or 4 years, and they've been in there for assault. They've been in there for – they're just not good guys. These are that percentage that don't really want to change. Mm-hmm. And they're in there with you all 24 hours a day, and all they have to do is study you.
Right.
And so then the next thing is they get released, and you're walking down the street with your family, and here they come.
Right. So we have to be on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
We can't just go into public and not, you know, not – look around or
you gotta
be aware of your surroundings.
You've got to be, you got to be a condition yellow all the time, then I would imagine.
Correct. So,
you know, which is a good thing to be anyway.
Right.
But when you come into a place, make sure that it's, you know, that there's not going to be a confrontation with your family. Okay, we are here with Sergeant Joe Dennis and Lieutenant Dale Marler. They are here. Dale is the number two guy there at the jail. And Joe heads up the administrative section that has a lot to do with who we keep and who we turn loose. And we're going to, trust me, we're going to get to you in a few minutes here.
Right.
I just want people to kind of understand what the conditions are there, too. And I want to ask some more questions specifically about, you know, in the jail and things when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California now, started right here 10 years ago by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. Whether it's CCW, unarmed combat, or more, give them a call. 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Should I stay or should I go?
Welcome
should
back to Free Fire.
Should
I stay or should I go now? Well, we're going to be talking about that here pretty soon. Okay, I've managed to totally...
Ask your parole officer. Do I pass?
Do I go now? Do I stay or go now?
Okay. Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies. I can watch it over and over and over again. Finally, at the end when he says, I don't give a damn. No. You know, I mean, I'm going to... And they
parole
accepted.
Well, he accepted the fact that he did it. He said, you know what, really, do I wish I was there to tell that young man what he did wrong? I mean, I guess when you see something like that, you wish that you could just take somebody and say, I wish I could have gotten a hold of you 5 years ago. We're here with Lieutenant Dale Marler and Sergeant Joe Dennis of the Shasta County Jail. The Lieutenant Dale is Dale's in charge of the, well, he's the number two man in the jail, and Sergeant Dennis is in charge of all the administrative, which means putting them in and letting them out. And we've got a few more questions about it. You know, the fact that that people are in there, that they are always watching you, and the impact that has on your lives. We were talking about how you might share something with a friend, you and Joe may be talking, and then it becomes common knowledge in the jail. Because somebody's always listening.
Sure, we're friends, so if you get a little bit complacent, you might have a conversation with your friend that you've worked with for over a decade at this point, and share something personal about your life. Maybe you're going on a vacation.
Yeah,
it'd be one of the worst things you could do because, you know, there are bad people in the jail, and they'll get on the phone and call other bad people and say, hey, find this guy's address. And everybody can be found on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's safe. Safe isn't the right word. Nobody's
secure. You can't stay.
Sure.
Okay, now, you've got, since jails were built, as we talked about during the break, it's for people, originally, for people who are going to be in a year or less.
Right.
The county jails.
Before AB 109, you could only be sentenced up to a year in a local facility. County facility.
And it was built for that. Built
correct.
In that sense.
Sure.
Of it. For a year.
Right. Most facilities were. Some of the newer facilities are building different now.
Mm-hmm.
But we were not built for holding inmates sentenced over a year.
What's the one with the longest sentence?
What's
right
our
now?
Longest sentence right now, Joe? You think?
The longest one I've seen so far is 13 years.
So we have people in there that have been sentenced to our county jail. 13 years, 10 years, 6 years, a number of them.
Yes.
So I find that interesting just in itself because that changes the dichotomy of how you handle people too, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah, a long-term inmate has more medical issues, and you just keep a person longer, and it's going to – there's just a different dynamic.
Are we seeing worse people in the jail? I shouldn't say worse people. Should I say more hardened criminals in the system, in our jail?
I believe we are. The inmates that used to go to prison for burglary is now, you know, not a prison-eligible offense. Now they're staying in our local jail for up to, you know, however many years.
Uh-huh.
Well, they've been to prison, and they've learned a little more sophistication of how to manipulate and how to, you know, manipulate other inmates, let alone the officers.
Uh-huh.
They're just a more sophisticated inmate.
Well, then you said that you try to isolate... Or separate, I guess I should say, separate the guys who've been in prison with your inmates that have never been in prison. This jail is the only thing they've had.
Sure, we have a classification system that we classify different inmates due to their different backgrounds.
And Joe, you're the one that does that, right? Or your people do that?
Correct.
Okay, now the reasoning behind that then is.
Well, it's for everybody's safety. Everybody has a different mentality. Some of those, you know, some of the inmates that have been to prison have that higher level of sophistication.
Mm-hmm.
Do you rank them by number, by color?
No. know, we mix.
You mean by color, like this red's the
he's
worst.
A red. This red, is a red.
This is a red guy, and,
no,
and this is a white guy. He's or white or yellow.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, what's the thing behind it?
No, we purple. You know, some facilities actually have different color clothing and stuff. They dress the inmates in for classification purposes. Our jail has not adopted that way of tracking inmates. Everybody wears the same things.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I could see that. So you got your I guess it'd be almost a badge of honor for some of these prison guys that have been in there, you know, have been tough guys in the prisons, is that, hey, I'm a blue suitor.
Yeah.
And you're just an orange suitor.
It goes a little bit deeper than that, too, because, you know, some facilities actually color code by protective custody or general population.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are separating them differently like that, you could potentially put a target on a protective custody person.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I know at San Quentin, they've got the thing that always amazed me. The one fact is they had like 650 people there on death row. Half of them had never been arrested before. And yet were on death row. But then you think of Scott Peterson. And he was up in that isolated area that they put, you know, kind of like you're talking about, the protective ones up there. They've got I don't know how many people they put up there, because they're out with the rest of the people that are there on death row.
General
because
population.
It's not general, but it's, they still go out and they mix with each other at various times. They figured you'd be dead in like 5 minutes.
Sure.
So you're seeing harder and harder cases coming in, or harder and harder guys and girls coming in here then. Spent time in the prisons. You don't really want to have them teaching the younger ones that are going to be getting out in 6 months or, you know, 7 months.
How to work it.
The tricks of the trade.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't get back to the color. I mean, my visual. When you classify, isn't that what you put the I guess the, what do you put behind their name to for the other people who work in the prison to know what category they're in?
Right. Well, so there's a lot of things that go into it. A person may have enemies or not. They may be affiliated with a gang. And if I could, I'd go over some of our pod classifications. So we have 12 general housing units upstairs.
Okay.
Two of which are for females. So we have 10 that are for male inmates. For those inmates that fit the prior prison role, or they've been to prison before, we have two of those, you know, two housing units that house those type of inmates. And then we have two general population housing units for male inmates that have never been to prison before. We have one housing unit for male workers, and we have a protective custody housing unit.
Okay, the male workers, would you explain that one? Those are the ones that...
So they're considered trustees. They work in our kitchen area. They work in our booking area, clean stuff up, make food.
Those are the ones you kind of let, you know, they have a little bit freer run of the facility because they've got specified jobs. And I don't mean they run amok, but it's people you trust to be able to do, work in a cooking facility.
They get extra privileges, extra visiting time, and extra food and stuff.
Because they've been toeing the line, and they've earned this trustee, obviously.
Right.
So you have in red letters under protective custody, sex crimes.
Correct.
So is this what we hear, is that our prison, is prison life harder on if they get in the general population with anybody who's a pedophile?
Like,
oh, absolutely.
Is this true?
Absolutely.
So isn't that kind of interesting? I mean, here's people who can commit all kinds of crimes and do whatever, but if you screw with a kid, then you can be dead meat.
Absolutely.
Is that, you know what, is that some kind of, and you read about this is some kind of, this is in all prisons, this is in all lockdowns, that there's some kind of unwritten code that you touch a kid.
There's a moral code in society we live by, and then there's a different moral code within the facilities.
That's what I wanted to go to. Yeah.
It's similar to ours. I mean, I don't think anybody in this room would agree with a sex offense as a child or whatever, or any sex offense. They're just a little more willing to carry out a sentence on that.
Yeah. They will judge and jury him.
Judge, jury, and execution right there, right. So
as many times as they can stab him.
Right. So we have to segregate them out to keep them safe. Our job is to keep everyone in there safe.
That's right. No matter what you think of the person.
Right. We just put that out of our mind.
You can't do that.
So you have on 2B, protective custody in red, non-sex crimes, SNY.
Correct.
What's SNY?
So with the change in the way AB 109 has shifted and moved these prison mindset inmates back to the county jails, we're seeing more and more inmates that are considered dropout gang members. And so they don't want to participate in the criminal element of a gang in prison anymore, and they've decided that they wanted to drop out. Now, I'm sure you guys have seen on movies and the old saying, blood in, blood out. Ooh. There is no quick way out of a gang.
So that's really dangerous.
So it is dangerous for those inmates. So we have to keep them safe. When they come into our facility and they say, hey, I'm a dropout, I don't want to politic or do those prison-type politics in a general population setting anymore. Mm. I want to go SNY, which stands for Special Needs Yard. That's a prison term. We have to keep them safe. But on the other hand, we also have to keep those inmates for sex crimes safe as well. And so
you've got to separate the two protective groups too.
Correct.
All right. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Dale Marler, who is number two guy at the Sasha County Jail, and we're talking right now to Sergeant Joe Danis, who is the head of the administrative unit, and he's telling us about the different groups of how the prisoners are grouped and all this, but this thing about protective custody and how you've got to break protective custody down, too, to protect everybody, because you have, no matter how you feel personally, that's got to go out the window. You've got to hang that on the doorknob when you walk in.
Right.
Even though I bet there's times that you just kind of like, you're looking there.
Yeah, and what you're saying about that, that's one of the major difficulties of running a smaller jail.
Yeah.
Is that when these people, go to prison, there are many prisons throughout the state of California. So if they have enemies, they could be split up into different sides of the prison, different areas of the prison where they wouldn't come in contact with their enemies. They could be shipped to another prison. We have 12 housing units. That's it. We have 12 areas, and two of those are female pods, and then there's, a disciplinary pod, and there's a worker pod. So you start pulling out these housing units, and now you only have a couple places you can put these people that have enemies or they're gang dropouts, So it's difficult to classify and keep everybody separate and safe.
Okay, wow. All right. I'm getting a lot of knowledge here today.
More statistics when we come back that are fascinating, and I'm glad you guys have brought in this mini report that we can go over and share with our listeners. It's really, thank you so much for coming in so that we really get a clearer picture of what's happening in our prison.
And speaking of keeping safe, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 50 years in the business starting this year. I tell you what, it's the largest private security firm north of Sacramento with over 100 officers. They've got a program where they can have an officer at your house or business in under 10 minutes. Think about that, under 10 minutes. 243-0295, and they are always looking for quality people to join their staff. North State Security. We'll be right back with Shasta County Jail.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
You can't hear this, but it's Elvis singing, you know, the Jailhouse Rock right now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 27th of June, 2018. 70 degrees going up to 96 today.
And mostly clear tonight with our lows of 66. Hey, throughout the week, temperatures are about 94, but when we hit Saturday and Sunday, we're up in the 106 on both days. That's the National Weather Service prediction for this weekend. And but the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go. Let's and get this back. Portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, a better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold there. We're here with Lieutenant Dale Marler and Sergeant Joe Dennis of the Shasta County Jail, and Joe is in charge of all the administration. He's talking about the different holding areas we have, or different cell blocks. We've gone through most of them, but what are some of the other ones you have here?
So we have a mental health housing unit, administrative lockdown units, mm-hmm. and then a couple of female housing units.
Okay, the administrative lockdown units, is that what you call solitary confinement type thing or not?
Yes, we have, there's a couple different terms. It's administrative segregation. It's where they're not really getting along with other mm-hmm. inmates. And okay. then you have also disciplinary lockdown, which goes in the same housing.
So you kind of have to isolate them a little bit.
You have yeah. to, because maybe yeah, somebody's trying to off them or something.
Mm-hmm. But it's not really solitary confinement.
Right.
It's,
yeah, they're not thrown into right. the hole. Yeah.
Right.
And they're not, you know, hung up by manacles.
No.
It's designed exactly the same.
And you don't throw rats in there and stuff.
No, the housing, the housing unit is actually identical to the other general population housing units, but we just... They're separate. We have to operate at an individual right. basis.
They still get three mil caught in, yeah.
Everything's exactly the same. Yeah. They just have different time out of their rooms okay. individually.
Now, when you, so going back to the housing units there for the psych units, you can have some people living together, but some people have to live by themselves. So that cuts a bed out of some of the units, right?
Sure. There are some people that just can't be in a cell with another person for very varying reasons. maybe it might be disciplinary and they may be violent. So we're not going to house them with somebody else. So that does cut one person out.
Yeah. Well, before Linda gets into the statistics here, do you have anybody in there, Joe and Dale, that you believe is really a menace to our neighborhoods? I mean, or how many, I should say. Are there really bad guys and girls in there? Really bad. That if you turn them loose, you're looking for, when they get loose, you're looking for destruction and all those kind of things.
Sure, without naming names, there's people in there that I feel that once they get out, and they will get out.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're looking at a life term, they're all going to get out. So we need to deal with that in some way. And that's where programming comes in and trying to get them on the right track.
Rehabilitating them.
But certainly there are bad people that will never reform. I mean, not very many.
Have you seen in your years, how many years again, 20?
16.
16. In your years, have you seen any programs that maybe aren't there now where you saw a better number of successful rehabilitations?
One of the programs that I'm most fan of, and I was the sergeant. When I was a sergeant, I was the sergeant of the alternative custody program.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the programs that's in conjunction with probation and Shasta College and the Good News Rescue Mission, there's many partners that are involved in it. We're able to let a person serve most of their sentence while they're going to Shasta College. They're out on our work release program, our alternative custody program, and they're able to enroll. It's very intensive. They have to meet with counselors constantly, and they're constantly in a group. But it's a great program. It's giving people some hope and some direction and some education.
We've had well over 100 go through that program, too, haven't we?
More than that, yeah.
Okay.
Is that still in existence?
Yes, oh, yeah. And it's bigger than ever.
They're teaching them, they're learning skills. You know,
yeah. Right.
They're the ones going into heavy construction and welding and all this, and they're finding jobs after.
They have business certificates and degrees. They can get their AA degree and get real jobs. And they have some sort of hope for...
And we don't have
future.
To. Yeah, and if they feel like there's a future and there's hope, they're going to work for that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to take the easy way because they've had to earn their way to get there.
Right.
Good.
There's
okay.
Freedom in that, too. According to somewhat of a kind of a report here, that when we look into the current residents, unsentenced male, 222, sentenced male, 79, which brings the male total to 79%. Total sentence and jail population 89, and then how would you like to expound on that? This right column.
Right.
So it looks like most of the people you have in there
are unsentenced.
Yeah. So they're just waiting trial.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
It's severe enough that they can hold them.
Right.
Then. Okay.
Right.
Well, that gets us into the next big thing, Joe. Comes under your guys. How do you make up your mind who stays and who goes? And isn't there a song like that? You know, who stays and goes, something like that.
You know, it's a very tough decision to make because, you know, in theory, we'd like to keep everybody that gets arrested that comes into jail because, you know.
Accountability
for, you know, so they're not out there committing additional crimes.
Right.
So we have to. We look at the statement that the officer filled out, the probable cause statement, which is the reason for arrest.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the person's history and what's the potential for this person likely to reoffend once they go back out into society if we release them, you know, right after being booked. if it's determined that they're going to stay in custody, then we have to check upstairs and find a spot for them out of one of those 12 housing units. And it may come to the point where we have to release somebody upstairs because of the lack of space in order to keep that person.
This is not a science. It's an art, I would imagine.
It really is.
When I say it's science, it's cut and dry. No. An art is trying to figure out who do I turn back into society that's going to have less damage.
Right.
Correct.
So you see people have stolen 50 or 60 cars and they've been arrested 18 times. What point is it that it's... Where do you reach the point where you're going, well, that's 18 times, perhaps we ought to keep him for a couple of weeks?
You know, it really depends on the population and the crimes that, you know, of those that we are holding. Because if somebody commits a property crime, yes, it is a stolen car in the general public. I wouldn't want my car stolen, and I would definitely want somebody to be held accountable for that. But we also do not want to release a armed robber out on the street in order to keep some a car thief.
Okay, and this is, I want people to understand this. Joe and his people do not turn people loose on a whim. This is something that they look at for a long time, looking at what the officer says. And it goes back into, you know, it goes back into these 12 housing units.
Like
if you've got somebody that's been arrested, he's been arrested 20 times. But he's never caused physical harm. He is a burglar. He's a car. But if I have to turn loose a guy who's a strong arm robber, or that he's going to go out and he's going to hurt somebody, or he's going to, you know, do something of damage, it's really, you don't have any choice.
We're really going to, I mean, we're going to take a look and try to keep this person that's been arrested several times, and we're going to make every effort to keep him. I mean, make no mistake. We do want this person to stay in jail. But if it comes to releasing this armed felon or this person that's likely to commit violence on somebody, we're going to keep that person instead of the
criminal. You're not going to turn the pedophile loose.
Absolutely.
No, there are certain crimes that will
be there for
a while. We're going to take an early break here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, I'm holding a report, and I think you as our listeners would love to hear, as we break down the individual crimes that people have committed and what they're holding and who they're holding in the jail, not names, but the numbers. So I think I find this very interesting. So we'll be back, KCNR 1460.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
I am Jim from Design Times. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention
since 1968.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 27th of June.
Yeah, it's a good day so far.
Yeah, it is. 74 degrees going up to 96 today. It's going to be a great day. Don't leave anything you love in the car. Okay. We're here with Lieutenant Dale Marler and Sergeant Joe Dennis of the Shasta County Jail. Dale's the number two man at the jail and been there for over 16 years. Still has a smile on his face. And Sergeant Joe Dennis has been there probably over a decade then.
Well, about 13 and a half.
13 and a half years. He's still got a kind of a smile on his face, too. Joe's in charge of all the assignments, which means do they stay or do they go? And we've been talking about how difficult that is. When you get any statistics that Linda's just pouring over right now, one of the how many seats are there, beds are in the jail that you can use?
Well, we have a rated capacity of 381.
Right.
There's a 10%, court cap order that allows us to run at 10% for the functionality of the jail.
Right.
As we spoke earlier, there are some cells that are single cells and people don't get along with others. So we have to have some space to move people around to be able to keep somebody that commits a violent crime.
Sure.
And or move somebody into a single cell. So we typically run right around 350-ish.
Okay. Now, we talk about putting people in different jails. We have 27 people out there right now in different, you know, we farmed out to other jails. But if the most we could farm out right now, if they took them, is 79 people.
An additional 79
people.
Right.
And but
that's how many are sentenced in our facility.
Right, Dale, tell us, why don't we do that then?
Well, the difficulties are, you know, other counties have the say of whether they take an inmate of ours or not, because we can't tell them what to do in their county and take our inmates. It's not, that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
So the variabilities are medical needs or disciplinary problems.
You see, so it's easy to say, let's just put them all over, you know, to other counties. We can't do it. If they have not been sentenced, they cannot leave here. And if it's out of the 79, right, you may have out of the 79, 30 that nobody's going to touch for a variety of
reasons.
Apparently
79. We try to get them out of county.
All 79?
Well, because there's many reasons. They could be, they may not take them if they're protective custody.
Okay.
It's difficult to find a bed for females.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons why another county may not have a bed for them.
So if you could, you'd farm out all 79 of them.
Well, I mean, to some degree. I mean,
okay, I understand. But people need to understand is the very most you could, if you could do all of them, is only 79 people,
right,
in our jail out of 351 seats or beds. Okay. Right.
Well, according to this report, which I'm finding interesting, I'm trying to get back over to the left column, but the right column, it keeps pulling me over, because according to these statistics, sentenced less than 1 year currently in the jail are 48 inmates. Sentenced for 1 year, 2 years, 6, 3 years, 1, sentenced for 4 years, 0 under this, sentenced for 5 years, 1, sentenced for 6 years, 2, sentenced for 7 years, 2. Okay, now let's go to the hierarchy report. Criminal homicide, 29 inmates. Rape, sex crimes, 28. Robbery, 21. Assault, 40. That's double.
This is domestic
violence, 52. Burglary, 38. Theft, 15. And then we go down. Drug crime, 17. Probation violations, 67.
Let's talk about that one. Probation violations. Does that take... How do you do that one, Joe? I mean, they may have. How do you get them in there? Are they higher up in the hierarchy than others?
No, not necessarily. It just depends on, you know, you know, the specific, you know, the specific crime that they've committed. Mm-hmm. Really, with the probation violation, what they're looking at there is they've broke the terms of their probation somehow, some way, and probation has placed a hold on them, which they have the authorization to do.
And if they don't do something like this, then probation might as well just go away. So if they're busted, like they find drugs on them, they find a weapon or things like this, hey, we're holding you now.
It's another form of accountability.
Right.
It's an important part.
We just saw, when you look at these for homicide, how many in there, honey? 29 in there for homicide. For rape?
Rape crimes, 28.
28.
Robbery, 21. Assault, 40. Domestic, look at the domestic violence, 52.
When people don't understand, and that, of that group in there, most of these are just accused, right? And they're...
Well, there's a very small number of those that have actually been convicted and
right.
are sentenced. Everything else, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Because
they're awaiting trial.
222 unsentenced males.
Right.
I didn't see the female in here. Oh, 40 unsentenced females. Now we have arson 3, other felony 12, parole CYA 8, other misdemeanor 13. And then we have, like, weapons offense, only 3.
Which would be a weapons offense?
Maybe carrying a concealed dirk or dagger, that sort of thing. They have a weapon when they shouldn't have.
Let me ask you a question here. Okay.
Driving under the influence, 7. So there you go.
Wow. Driving under the influence, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That can get you.
Well, and that's likely a multiple offender. Yeah, that's not a first-time offender.
Yeah,
they don't
that's
say
not it. Somebody that blows
no.
a
3
5.
Strikes, you're out. Yeah. Right?
We wouldn't hold a misdemeanor
no.
like that.
Okay. We just heard yesterday that they're talking about all these new seats, all these new beds at the, using the courthouse and using others. Nothing happens, though, for that. I mean, it sounds good.
Well, nothing overnight. I mean,
nothing overnight, but... The county courthouse has to be built. The new courthouse has to be built before they can do any of this. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we can plan on these 104 beds, but until the county courthouse is built in 2 years.
Well, I think we're mixing two separate projects
okay.
here.
All right.
Because we have the initial 64 beds.
Right. That was with that extra shower.
Correct. We're adding 8 showers in
that's
the housing
great.
Units upstairs.
Oh, no. I tell you, that was brilliant. And I know you all fought for years on that one.
Right. Literally.
We're also working with the state to try to gain an extra 38 beds with adding 3 more showers.
Three more complete showers.
So it'll bring the total from eight to 11 showers, and we're working with the state to try to increase that. And that was... It's kind of a misconception because there's two different projects
right.
that we're
okay.
trying to work
we
on.
We know that about the one, you know, that's a dumb deal, the one with the extra shower head.
64 is a go.
64 is a go. Mm-hmm. The other one, adding the 3 new head facilities or shower facilities there, could add how many more?
An extra 38, bringing
extra
the total to 102.
Right. Now, is the state working with you on this?
They are.
They're catching all types of flack, aren't they?
There's a lot of dynamics, a lot of political dynamics in the state of California that we all know about. But the state has been working with us and trying to – they know every county's
Oh, everybody
problem.
Must be screaming at this
right.
point.
Right. So,
except
you know, we're working with them. They're working with us. And we're trying to get you know, a logical solution that fits the law.
Okay. Do you two ever get excited? I mean, you two are just sitting here just, like, so level-headed. I mean, just like, hey, Linda just set your shoe on fire, Dale.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. It's on fire, but that's okay. You know.
I used my coffee to put it out.
The AB 109, 47 and 57, is it destroying the fabric, in your opinion, of our city?
Yeah, I mean, you lower the consequences on crime and make certain crimes not crime anymore, of course, they're going to continue to do it. If there's no consequence to your actions in life, you're going to continue those actions.
What would you two like to say? And did you want people to put in their heads and to be thinking about today and tomorrow? And I'll start with the lieutenant here.
That's a tough question.
I can switch over to Joe.
Yeah, let's have Joe go first.
I would like to, just say that you know, there's law enforcement in general is getting a bad rap as a whole, not just Shasta County, but, you know, nationwide. Mm-hmm. You know, just know that the Shasta County Sheriff, Tom Zanko, and the jail staff and all of our support staff, we're doing our very best to try to make this community safer.
And I think people need to know, and I think kind of we've talked about it today, how hard it is to take 60 or 70 people that are being arrested a day in some cases and trying to make that decision who you keep with 12 holding areas you have, and probably four of those you can't touch anyway.
Right.
And only two general population cells. And I hope people realize that this is, it really is an art, trying to keep the worst ones off the street and letting some guy's been arrested 15 times back on the street.
It's difficult. When I was I was a watch commander, there was nights I didn't sleep because of the decisions I had to make. So, I mean, you take it personal. You say I'm calm now, but of course everybody's got their moment.
They do.
So I appreciate the support of everyone that I've come in contact with.
Well,
the public.
You know, I really, really appreciate Lieutenant Dale Marler and Sergeant Joe Dennis coming in here today. This is kind of like the last minute, too, and you got the word yesterday to come in here, but you brought in the right statistics, and I think you need to know is that how many people do back y'all. And we know what kind of job.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, it's a hard job, and people just don't realize, unless you've been in that job, just how much more difficult it is than you can possibly imagine. I mean, maybe they think it's something else, but it's not. Right. So thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Be careful out there.
We will.
Hey, everybody. Remember,
thanks
tomorrow, Randall
in.
Hempling talking about Tibet much more. And Trish Clark. So remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Hey, we're all good guys in here today. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hell, but I won't
back down. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.